Another thing that he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, about a way that sins come about is a whisper. Is a simple whisper. And this actually, I read this morning after Salatul Fajr, we were reading and taking some benefits from this book, but it's not a problem to mention it again. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala is going to mention the ill effects of a whisper. And he says, دَافِئُ الْخَطْرَ. He said, it's upon you to fight, to reject the whisper. It's upon you to reject and fight the whisper. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ سَارَتْ فِكْرَةً. He said, if you do not reject the whisper, it will become an idea. Now notice, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala is going to give maratib. He's going to give different levels, and what it's upon you to fight each level, and what happens when you don't. So he says, fight and he remove the whisper. If you don't do so, the whisper is going to turn into an idea. فَدَافِعُ الْفِكْرَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ سَارَتْ شَحْوَةً. He said, fight the idea. If you don't fight the idea, it's going to turn into a desire. Fight the idea. If you don't turn into the idea, which was once a whisper, and you were negligent, and you were heedless, so the whisper turned into an idea. You didn't fight it when it was an idea, so now it turned into a shahwa, a desire. He said, فَحَارِبْهَا. Now it's upon you to really, yani, wage war against the desire. Wage war against the desire. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ سَارَتْ عَزِيمَةً وَحَمَّةً. He said, if you do not fight the desire, it will become a firm intention. Rahmakallah. He said, if you do not wage war against the desire, it will become a firm intention. Yani now you intend to do something. He said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تُدَافِعَهَا سَارَتْ فِعْلًا. He said, if you do not fight and ward off the firm intention, the firm intention then becomes a action. The firm intention turns into a action. Turns into an action. He said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَتَدَارَكْهُ صَارَتْ عَادَةً. Now realize the point that the individual has come to. The individual now has performed the action, which is the ma'asiyah. He's performed the action, which is the sin, the ma'asiyah. Ibn Qayyim didn't stop you there. He said, now you even have to stop it once you've sinned once. Which is, of course, with tawbah. And if the individual turns to Allah, the individual regrets that which he did. Ibn Qayyim says, you have to stop it there. If you don't stop it there, it will become a habit. If you don't stop it, once it's turned into an action, if you don't make tawbah, if you don't stop it and turn to Allah, it will become an ada, a habit. Then he says, he said, فَيَسْعُبُ عَلَيْكَ الْإِنْتِقَالُ عَنْهَا. He said, now once it becomes a habit, it's difficult for you to stop. Once it becomes a habit, it's difficult for you to stop. So this is one of the ways that the ulama of the past have mentioned that sins come about. And that was that Ibn Qayyim said, a whisper. If you don't stop it, it turns into an idea. If you don't stop it, it turns into a desire. If you don't stop it, it turns into an intention. If you don't stop it, it turns into an action. If you don't stop it, it turns into a habit. And once it becomes a habit, it is very difficult for you to stop. These are some of the things that the ulama mentioned about dhunub. Yani how they come about. That the individual, for one, he's heedless. And that the individual, another way is that a whisper. And the likes of that. There's much, much more that the ulama have mentioned about dhunub.